If so, ain't the sefer. What does the sefer of our Mishnah say? The sefer says, ain't ben koyin mishamish. There's no difference between the koyin gadol that's working right now, bringing, doing the avodah, le koyin shofar, that the koyin that was once appointed to be a koyin gadol, that was the first koyin gadol became had a psul, came about carry. So they appointed a second koyin gadol. Then when the first one becomes tor, he takes over, and the second one is called the koyin shofar. So our Mishnah says there's no difference. Ela par Yom Kippurim, the Asira Sefer. Only that the special par on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Meshamish brings, and the special Chavit in every single day, also only the Kohen Meshamish brings. But otherwise, a Kohen Gadol Shovar is considered like a regular Kohen Gadol. So what does this part of the Mishnah go like? L'chura Asya L'Rabbeh has come out according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya would learn like this. Ira by Psul B'Kohen Gadol. Let's say the first Kohen Gadol became a Balkeri, something happened to him, he's not fit to do the Avodah today. So, the Ovar Uminu Kohen Acher. So they appointed today a second Kohen Gadol, Taktav instead of him. Now, Harisha and Chayzal Avodosai, when the first one becomes Tor, he comes back and he does the Avodah. The Asheni, the second Kohen Gadol, call mitzvahs kuna lov. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, that the Kohen Shovar still acts like the Kohen Gadol. He could be Makrif Kabonis now. He is like the Kohen Gadol. The only difference is just on Yom Kippur itself, that the first one, he brings the power of Yom Kippur and the Siras Eifa. But otherwise, both of them could do the Avodah. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yomino, Rishon is Chayzal Avodah. True, the first Kohen Gadol comes back. But Vishani, the second Kohen Gadol, that's now Ovar, Einoi Roya, he's not fit. Loyla Kohen Gadol, he cannot do the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. But Loyla Kohen Hedyot, he's not even fit to do the Avodah at all. We'll soon see why. Omer Reb Yosi, Maisa B'Yosi Ben Elim, Mitzipora, Shira by Psul B'Kohen Gadol, he wants the Kohen Gadol became about Keri, the Ovar Minu Achatachtov, Olenichu Ochav Akanim, Lias Le Kohen Gadol Le Kohen Hedyot. They did not let him do any Avodah. Why not? Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. They cannot let the second one now also act as a Kohen Gadol. There'll be hatred. The first one will be jealous of him. See, even though Midi Yeraisa, that we had before, once you're a Kohen Gadol, you always remain a Kohen Gadol, but Midi Rabbanadol Mishum Eva, there should not be hatred. To have two Kohanim Gadolim, we make a Takono, the second one cannot do the Avodah to tear us a Kohen Gadol. If so, let him at least be a Kohen Hedyot. No. Kohen Hedyot Mishum Malin Bakodesh Vemaridin. Once you became a high position as a Kohen Gadol, we cannot put you down anymore. You have no right to do the Avodah of the Teres HaKohen Hedyot. So then the Teres HaKohen Gadol is this Atakono Mishum Eivam. Senechanami, this person now, this Kohen, cannot do the Avodah. So comes out our Mishnah, the Sefer is like a Bimeya. So comes out then Reisha Rabbonin, the Reisha of our Mishnah that says, the Kohen Shovar does not bring a power, goes like the Rabbanan Shita, they're not like Rabbi Meir. The Sefer that says that he could do the Avodah at least is Rabbi Meir. So it's a bit of Modna. Samar says yes. Omer of Chiz in, yes. Sasa the Bikasha. Reisha Rabbanan. Our Mishnah holds in that punk like the Rabbanan that a Kohen Shovar does not bring a power. The Sefer Rabbi Meir. But the Sefer of a Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir that the Kohen Shovar has the right to do the Avodah. He's still like a Kohen Gadol. He has to wear the 8 Pagodim. But when he wears the 8 Pagodim, he has the right to do the Avodah. Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rebbe. I'll tell you now, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. V'nosav lo aliba d'tanoi. That's another way out. Our Mishnah is at third man diyam. It's Rebbe. Rebbe holds one sheet like the Rabbanan and one sheet like Rabbi Meir. Yeah. V'nosav lo aliba d'tanoi. Rav Amar Rav says, Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. He also remains in the second punkt that the Kohen Shovar could do the Avodah, or Paula Galeb Bechoda. He argues on him in the first punkt that Rameya says the Kohen Shovar brings the power, and our Mishnah also knows he's parted from the power. The Tanya we learned, Devorim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. What are the things that is the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? Elohim, these are them. Par Abu Akol Mitzvahs, the special par for any avera that he has a helam dava first, and then he does the action that a kohen gadol has to bring a par, and a regular kohen brings only the kisvo asiro. Or par Yom Kippurim, the special part is brought Yom Kippur. The asiro seifa, the special kohen minchas brought every single day. Veloy pareya, on a mace, he does not have to let his hair grow. He can still take a haircut. Uloi perm, he does not have to cut his begodim. Avul hu perim milamato, but he does rip his clothing a little bit on the bottom. Vihejit milamala, a regular kayin has to rise kriya, the regular place on top. Vihein matamal akroivim, a kayin godu cannot be matamat even to his own kroivim. Or Muzer al Absula, he can only marry an Isha as a Absula. The Yasu of the Amon is also to marry an Amon, a widow. Or Maser as a Ratzeach, when the Kohen Gadol dies, whoever is in the Orem Miklat, they go out free. Or Makri Vainin, even though his father was just Nifta, he's an Oinain, even before the Kfura, he has the right to bring Kabonis. But Vieni Oichel, Kozman is an Oinain, before the Kfura, he does not eat from the Korbin. Vieni Cholik, he doesn't give out the portions either. Now Makriv and Cholak Barosh. Usually when the Kohen Gadol brings a korban, he is makri first, and he takes the first portion. V'noito Chelak Barosh. He also, makri chelim, he brings the avodah first, he brings the korban first, and v'noitli takes the first portion of meat, goes to the Kohen Gadol. We'll soon see. And he has to do the avodah with 8 kelim. The call of Avodah Shem Kippur Menik Sheri El Aboy, or Potter Al Tumas Midish Kadoshov. If he goes into Mes Midish Shoigeg, he's Potter from the Korban. We have Sukkim before, only if you bring a Korban on the Shoigeg, not if you have to have a Helim Dover. The Kulam, all these Alokas are clearly, Noigim Bim Ruba Begodim, they all apply even to a Kohen Gadol that's only with 8 Begodim without the Shem and the Mishcha. Chutz Mi Paramega called Al Mitzvahs. Yeah. Of course, the special palak al mishnah only goes to a shemen, a kohen gadol, a shemen from shuchas, the shemen amishlo. Now, the kulam, all these halacha, noyagim b'mashiach shavar, all these halachas also apply to the kohen gadol that was removed. Chutz mi par yom kippur v'sira seifa. So that's like al mishnah. The kulam ein hegim b'mashiach mechama, they did not apply to the special kohen that was appointed for the mechama. Chutz mi hei devar mamur parsha. Only these five things. Loi Perei does not have to let his hair grow. Loi Perei does not rip his clothing. Ve'metam ul Krovim. Umutra al Absula. Has this Kayin Meshuach Muhammad has a special lochis. They can only marry a Absula. Ve'yosu bi'amona. Umasir was Tzeach Zivir Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That a Meshuach Muhammad also has a locha to send back a Ratzeach. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Ain't a Master. The Kayin Meshuach Muhammad does not send back the Ratzeachim. Behind me, mind who says, "But Rabbi Shimon, who I'm your papa, man, Shamla, the Yom, a potter, Thomas, the Chayish, Rabbi Shimon, he is the one that said before, a kind godless potter for the carbon on a mikdash. That since a kind godless carbon is not brought kavua, it's only if he haskin wrong first. Therefore, he's not in the parsha of Thomas mikdash Chayish. Therefore, this price goes according to Rabbi Shimon. First, let's stop here." Yes, so Yud Beis and Mabez. In the middle of the Gemara, four lines down from the big lines. Chutz Mihei Dvorim, Ho Amurim Baparsha. Yeah, the last price was that the that Meshuach Muhammad, that Lacha was this Kayin that's specially appointed for the Muhammad. He has only five halachas like a Kohen Gadol. Like a Kohen Gadol. So, Chutz Mehei Dvorim Amur B'Pasha. So, verses Minoh and Emili, how do we know this from? That he has halacha like a Kohen Gadol. But at least in these five halachas. The Tana Rabbanin. V'ha Kohen HaGadol Meyochav. But you're right. Chutz means that he does not bring this special power. But the Pasuk says, V'ha Kohen HaGadol Meyochav. Zeh Kohen Gadol. Ashe Yutzak Aroshoi. Shemin HaMishcha, what does this apply to? Zeh Meshuach Mechama. It starts about the Kohen that was appointed to be the head of the Mechama. O Milei Et Yodai Lilboish Es HaBegodim. Then you have the Kohen that he wears the special Begodim. Zeh Meruba Begodim. That means the Kohen, like in the Bayis HaSheni, that was a Kohen Gadol because he wears 8 Begodim. So upon these three special Kohanim, Kulon, Al Kulon Awayman, all these three Kohanim, it says, Roisha lo yifro, that when he becomes an Ovel, his hair he should not let grow, U Begodov lo yifrin, he's not supposed to rip his clothing, Bishastim, by the mace, V'yal kol nashris mace lo yavoy, and also he cannot be metamah to a mace, not even to his father, to his mother. So you see, these halachas apply to all three kanim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yekulon Magribo Onanin, maybe the other two, the Meshuach Mochomo and the regular, they could bring kavanis when they're oining. Even after the Misa, before the Kfura, they could bring a carbon. Talmud, the Apostle says, no, Kinezer Shemen Mishchas Elikov Olav, that he has a special crown of Shemen on his head. So it says, Olav, Swidashin Olav, Pulay Al Chaveroi, that only upon the special Kayin Godol, he has the heter to bring Kabonis, when even though he's anointing. But not on the other two. V'yachar Shechok Wakosif. Let's see, once the Apostle makes a difference, that the Hilchas Oinanin, it only applies to the Kohen Gadol, not to the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. If so, Yochel, maybe I would have thought to say, Lo Yehe Mitzuv Al Absula. Maybe a Kohen Meshuach Mechama was appointed special for the Mechama. He doesn't have the special mitzvah only to marry a Absula. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, Vahu, that he also has this halacha. Sounds like this Brisa, Chutz Mehei Dvorim, there are these five halachas that apply even to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama. The Gemara says, really, Kitanoi, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. When the Pasuk says, V'hu Isha V'Psulel Yikach, that a Kohen Gadol has a special mitzvah only to marry a Besula and not a Bula. Now, Acha Shecholak HaKosiv, when the Pasuk makes a difference, that the Hilchus Oinanin, it does not apply to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama. And Shecholak HaKosiv, Riboy, Yachas Shecholak HaKosiv, Riboy, here the Pasuk is Marba this. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, that applies to all the Kohanim, even to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he has this halacha only to marry a Besula. Rabbi Akiva, says no. Ainli Yelishovar Machmas Keriyav. I only know a Kohen Gadol that he first was Mishamish, and then he was taken off because it became about Keri. Machmas Mumim Minayin. How do I know a Kohen that was taken off because he had a Baal Mum? That's a big absul, because the mum, even though it's avar, but we do not know when it'll be fixed up again, when the mum will go away. So how do we know even such a kohen gadol, when he becomes back in working again, that he has these halachis? It says the word v'hu. So according to this man, the yomer, it's only a reborn the kohen gadol himself, that even though he's avar, machmas mumay, he has a psul, now he can't do the avodah. He has the ward, something grew on him, he doesn't look nice. But the chiddush is, when the ward goes away, that he could do the avodah, he has these halachis. But it's only marba of real kohen gadol, not the kohen meshuach mechama. So you see, it's a machlokes whether kohen meshuach mechama has this mitzvah only to marry a psula or not. Boy minay Ravim Rav Nachman, Moshiach shenitzdara mahu bi'almona. What's the middle of a kohen gadol that became a matzaras? So l'chur is not a kohen gadol anymore. Can he marry an almona now? So what's the locha midchi dochi? Do we say now that he's a matzara, he's pushed away, so therefore he can marry an almona? Or mifta potter, he's not really pushed away. The only pshat is right now he can't do the avoida. Rashi says, on the left side, Mashiach, Shinistara Kleima, Kohen Gadol Shinistara Ma'abi Amona. Mi Armina Kuna Gadola Mitchidochilai Ma'amona. No, that's the pshat. A Kohen Gadol is Dochif in Ma'amona means once the person became a Kohen Gadol, he can never marry an Amona. I do maybe know, Kuna Gadola Nifta Potulai Mihai. Ma'amona. Just means there's a ptur that calls the man, you're a Kohen Gadol, you can't marry the Amona. The Chinitstara. Now that the Kohen Gadol became a Masaras, the Leke Kuna Gedolom, Le Potter, or Mutta Biamona. That's the Shah, Lizard Allah upon the person that once he became a Kohen Gadol, he's finished, he can never marry an Amona. Or maybe no, only when he's acting as a Kohen Gadol. That's tough in the Ptur. Then now that he's acting as a Kohen Gadol, he's Potter, he can't marry an Amona. But here that he became a Masaras, maybe he could. That's the Shah. Samor says, Lehevi Biyode. So the answer Shalom from Rav, the answer from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not have the answer. So Zimna that once happened had the Yosir Rav Papa. Rav Papa was sitting there. Well, can we boy lay? And they asked me this, the same question. A Kohen Gadol that becomes a Matzaras, that now he cannot do the Avodah anymore. Is he permissible to an Atmona? So Amalei Huna Brei the Rav Nachman, Rav Papa answered back. Tanina would learn like this. Aim Le Yelishava Mach Maskiriyav. only a Kohen Gadol that cut up soul because he was a Valkyrie. What's going to be if the Kohen Gadol had a mum and he was taken away because of his mum? Remember the Pasuk says for who? So he's learning now, mum means even a mum kavua, that the mum will never go away. So even though now the Kohen cannot do the Avodah, but since he was once the Kohen Gadol, he has to only marry a Besula. So the Chura did the Halacha of an Ammona and a Besula go together. So if we see from here, even though he's possible now to be the Kohen Gadol, he has a mum or he has a Metzaras, still he has the Halacha of a Kohen Gadol, he could only marry a Besula and not an Ammona. So Mar says, come, Rav Nachman got up, Nashke Bereisha, he kissed him on his head, for Yoyev Le Brate, he was so happy with him, he gave him his daughter to marry. Rashi says, Yevchin Itztara, Ein Lachum Mum Gadol Mizeh, when it comes to Metzorah, that's the biggest mum he could have. So you see here, still he's also to an Amon. Now the Mishnah says, Koyin Gadol, what's the special look about a Koyin Gadol? Poirim Milamata. If he has a mace, his father dies, so he had before, he does not rip the clothing normally on top, but he has to rip a little bit on the bottom. The head yet, the regular Koyin, Milamala, he rises his career like anybody else, he rips his clothing on top. We'll soon see what it means on top. Koyin Gadol has a special locha, makrivoinin. He can bring a korban even though he's an einin that his father died and even before the kfura. But he cannot eat the kachim, calls money's an einin. The head yet, the regular Koyin, he cannot bring the korban when he's an einin, and he cannot eat either. Omar Rav was like this. When the Mishnah says that a Kohen Gadol makes the kriya lamato, it means lamato mamish, all the way on the bottom of his clothing. And pshita does not mean the big day Kohen Gadol, it means his regular clothing. He takes off the big day Kohen Gadol, and he puts on his regular suit, and the regular suit he has to rip on the bottom of the suit. And when it says lamala by regular Kohen Hedyit, that he rips lamala, it means lamala mamish all the way on top, near the hem, near the neck of the when he's wearing shirt and jacket, that's where he rips. But Shmuel HaMashmul says no. Lamata means lamata mekam misofa. It means right underneath the binding of the collar. Even by a Kohen Gadol, he has to rip on top, near the collar, near the neck, just not above the binding, the rim there, but below the binding. Lamala, what does it mean by Kohen Hedyit rips lamala? It means lamala makami sofa, above, like a regular rip, on top of the binding, on top of the rim, around the collar. But the zeva zeva tzavar, both are rippings, are on the neck, on the top part of the shirt, the top part of the jacket. That's the machlokes. Mason, I have a question. It says, I'll call that Mason Kulam, and all the Mason, somebody died. Rotsa Mavdil Kame Sofer Shaloi. Rotsa Eina Mavdil Kame Sofer Shaloi. Like Sam, your sister, your brother died. You have a choice. If you want to rip on top of the binding, you have a right. But if you want to only rip on the bottom of the binding of the neck, you're allowed to also. So you see, you're allowed to rip the underneath the binding. Only Alaviv Yalimai Mavdil. Only on your father and your mother, there you have to rip on top of the binding, by the neck. Now the question is, Kivan de Bialma, have a kra. The question is, according to Shmuel, that we see from this brisa, a person has to be a novel over his brother or sister. So he's allowed to rip underneath the binding, so it's called a kra. If so, how could you tell me the Kohen Gadol was supposed to rip over there? Kari Khan, let's read the Pasuk, the God of Lo Yifroim. The Pasuk says, especially by Kohen Gadol, he's not supposed to rip his clothing, at least not like somebody else. So according to Shmuel, if the Kohen Gadol could rip underneath the top binding, that's like a regular kriya. So Mari answers that Shmuel could have this really. Shmuel holds like a Yehuda. The Yomi says like this, like Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the dog is on the brisa before. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, every single kra has to be from the top of the binding. If you do not rip on the top of the binding, that's not called a kra. That's called shatiflis, means just a joke. So therefore it's good why a Kohen Gadol, we let him rip underneath the binding. That's not considered a kra. That was to me, it's later of you, the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. Is it true what you're saying? That Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Kriya by me, it's later of you, the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol. See all the cloud. That there's a Kriya, we have time to learn like this. Ilu nema roish lo yifra. Ford has said his head he should not let grow. The here. Who begged lo yifra, he should not cut his clothing. Laisi yayme, baroish u begged, shall svaita kosum adabar. Maybe it's only talking about a svaita. But not when he's really an oven. Tam loim, the pasuk says, as roishai lo yifra, u begod of lo yifraim. That means shein of a priyo prima kolika, divar Rabbi Yehuda, that a kohen gadol has no pri or prim at all. He does not rip his clothing at all. So chutz l'stira. So Mar says Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein a parim kidero shebni yodim parim. It only means he does not rip his clothing. Up to the head yud milamal, he has to rip on the bottom. He will look at Yehuda b'chodo, or Paul agle b'chodo. Then what? That's everybody else. The pri has to be on top. And I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that by a kohen gadol it's lamato, or this Shmuel Akis. Now the Mishnah says the clown kol atodim mechaveroi koydim eschaveroi. Any carved anything that happens more often than the second one, that one comes first. The kol hamekudish mechaveroi, any carved that's more mekudish, more holy than the other one, is also koydim eschaveroi, comes first. Now par hamoshiach or par heida oimdim. Let's say both the kohen gadol did a chet that he has to bring his par, and the whole tzibur listened to the psak of Bez Nagodol, that they have to bring their power, and both parim are aimed in the basin. The question is, which one is brought? So Mishnah says, par ha-Mashiach koidim. The power of the Kohen Gadol, he's more mekudesh, he comes first. Le par reida b'chol ma'isav. Everything is done first for the Kohen Gadol, and then is done for the rest of the tzibur. But in Mar Minon Emili, how do we know this? On Rabbi, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Milavad oilas abayker, asher liolas atomit. So it says here by Pesach, by the Yom Tov of Pesach, besides bringing the Musafim, you also have to bring first the korban atomit. So Michti, let's see. Ksiv it says oilas abayker, oilas atomit. Only said already they brought the oilas abayker. Why does it say a second time oilas atomit? So hochikom rachmona called the tira kodma. Comes to this yisoid that anything that happens often, that comes first. Here on Chag HaPesach, even though there are special korbanos for the Chag HaPesach, the korban atomid comes first. Since the korban atomid is todir, every single day we bring two to meet him, that always comes first. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chol amakudish mechaveru who kodem eschaveru." Anything that's more makudish moholi, the Tana the very Yishmael. The pasuk says, "V'kidashtoi." He's supposed to be mekadesh ekoyin, which means lechol dovish b'gdusha. It means leftoyach rishon, a kohen is supposed to speak first, or levorach rishon, he gets an aliyah first, so he makes the brach of everybody first. Balito money of a rishon, you have to give him a portion first. When you give out portions, you have to give a kohen. Why does the kohen go first? Because he's more mekudesh, he has more kedusha. So see from this pasuk, the more kedusha you have, we have to give you more cover and more respect. You go first. Right, so then the Mishnah said, par koin mashuach or par reida. If you have the power of the chet of the